Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 25 in your syllabus, that is Bholi. This story is about Bholi, whose real name was Sulekha. She suffered from the disease of smallpox, which left marks on her face. This made her look ugly and dull, and people often made fun of her. She also suffered from brain damage in her childhood and used to stammer a lot. People called her Bholi because she remained slow and was a simpleton. Her father, Ram Lal, had 3 sons and 4 daughters. Bholi was the youngest of all. Ram Lal was worried about her and wanted her to settle down, but he couldn't find a husband as nobody accepted her due to her dullness and ugliness. One fine day, a girl's primary school was inaugurated in the village, and Ram Lal decided to send Bholi there. At first, Bholi was scared, but when she was given good clothes and other things, she began to believe that she was being taken to a better place than her home. She was happy to see girls of her age around her and wanted to make friends. However, her stammering discouraged her. But her kind-hearted teacher encouraged and motivated her. Moreover, she told her that she could overcome her stammering if she came to school daily. This aroused hope and a new life in Bholi. After a few years, the primary school transformed into high school, and one fine day, a marriage proposal came for Bholi. He was a lame old man who already had children. He was rich and demanded no dowry. Her parents fixed up her marriage as they found the proposal ideal. On the wedding day, the bridegroom arrived and filled Ram Lal with joy. During the wedding, the groom discovered that Bholi had pock marks and demanded a dowry of 5,000 rupees in return for marrying her. So learners, what do we understand? We understand that because Bholi had marks of smallpox on her face, because of that her husband rejected her and demanded a dowry of 5,000 rupees in order to marry her. Ram Lal begged for mercy, but Bishambar Nath, her future husband, did not agree. He decided to give the money in order to save his honor. But Bholi stood up and refused to marry such a greedy person. People were surprised to see her speaking without stammering. Bholi told her father that she would serve her parents in their old age and will teach in the same school from where she learned so many things. Learners, let's go through some important points from the text. The story, as you know learners, is about a young girl named Bholi who was neglected by everybody. But education transformed her and instilled courage and confidence in her. Bholi was one of the 7 children of Ram Lal. She had pock marks on her face and was a slow learner. Her father, Ram Lal, persuaded her to join a primary school in the village. Bholi was fearful of going to school at first, but when she was given new and clean clothes to wear, she felt better and happy. Her teacher encouraged her and asked her to be fearless. She also told her to come to school every day if she wants to overcome her stammering. Few years later, her parents wanted to marry her off. They chose an old widower for her. But the old man refused and demanded a dowry to marry Bholi after discovering small pox marks on her face. Ram Lal agreed to pay the money, but Bholi refused to marry the greedy widower. She later on said that she will take care of her parents and teach in the same school where she got her education. Learners, this story is very encouraging and motivating. I hope Bholi inspires you and makes you a confident person in your life. The major theme of the story Bholi is the impact of family on children. Bholi is a little girl who fails to develop self-confidence because of her parents' ignorance towards her. The story clues at why family sustenance and emotional security are essential for appropriate child development. The two morals of the lesson are: nobody's perfect. We all have our own complications. We should never fear our problems and should always face them. Bad superstitions should never be encouraged, as they can make anyone's life hell. Okay, learners, this is it for today. Go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.